the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast.
Guys, I've got a good... Oh, sorry.
No, go.
No, it says this is off-air chat, so don't worry.
Well, you know what? Here's the show. We'll have our off-air chat and then come back to you.
Okay. Those Two Girls.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. That was a different energy level for a Thursday morning.
Listen,
what's the matter, darling?
I'm not vibing today because I've come across some terrible news, okay, on the CBS website.
God, it must be serious. Is it about Jeffrey Epstein, Donald Trump?
It's deadly serious. It's about the bees.
Oh, God.
Sarah.
Bees again, Lee.
You have made fun of me from the get-go about my environmental concerns for the dying bees, okay? Bees, everything starts and ends with bees in this planet. And now news has come out that more than half a billion bees have dropped dead in Brazil, Sarah, within 3 months.
That's a big number. But hang on. How do they quantify that? Is there somebody out there in a field who's just picking up dead bees and counting them? You can't possibly count half a billion bees.
Well, someone has, and they are an integral part of our environment.
How do they know that that number of bees is dead? It
Sarah,
make
it's
sense.
On CBS, for the love of God, okay?
Do we also have percentage stats? Like, is that a lot of bees?
That is a lot of bees.
But how many of the total bees?
It's too many bees. It's just
If you're that committed, surely you'd know this information.
It's a mass bee death. Okay, deal with it. Someone has to, for the love of God.
Okay, I've got an idea. What if, I know you
400 million dead bees, Sarah,
I know you love
is
them.
What we're talking
Do
about.
Do you love them enough to go to births, deaths and marriages and change your name to Bees Carlaw?
Ooh.
Do you love them that much?
I don't see the relevance at all, okay? R.I.P. bees. R.I.B.s.
Stop. Well, you can think you're doing everything right in this parenting gig, and then something happens and it just throws everything you've done into disarray. Now, this happened to me last night when I was checking my 8-year-old girl's homework. And as I was flicking through the pages, I came to the part where I had to sign my name to say, yes, she's done her homework.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
you've
I've seen
it. You've got to initial it, don't you?
Sign do you?
It. Yeah.
Wow.
You've got to sign their reading logs and you've got to sign,
There's no faith, no trust.
None.
Okay.
And perhaps there shouldn't be because not once, not twice, not three times, but four times, my girl has forged my signature in her homework book, and she has handed that in to her teacher.
I told her to keep it away from
the
your
confidence
eyes.
of Lee's Carlaw. And it, I just think, what? I said, no, you can't do that. I said, you can't pretend
to
be me. You cannot forge someone's signature. That's fraudulent. You go to jail for that when you're older.
She's trying to be helpful, perhaps, because she knows you're busy.
I think it came from a helpful place. That's what I like to tell myself.
Mm.
So she had done the homework.
She'd done the homework. Was all fine.
Was it well done, or was she trying to get away?
Her handwriting could have been neater, but she did do my signature quite well. And I just think back to like my middle sister. She was a bit of a rebel at school, and I mean, I told Mum when I found out that she'd forged notes to nuns.
You are the worst sister.
How can you forge a note to a sister of mercy? I mean, where is the Catholic guilt there?
Well, I did. I spent the better part of semester two of grade 11 forging signatures.
Why am I not surprised?
It was a talent, and many people came to me. You know how you went through that phase of creating signatures for people because you thought
people's... Well, I had quite nice handwriting too. People would bring me their formal partner cards and I had to write their partner's name on the card.
Right. So you forged their signature?
But never, no, just a name.
So
just writing a bit of calligraphy, different to forgery.
It was a skill used for good, not evil.
That's right.
People came to me and said, I want to get out of PE, make it happen. And I was like, step into my office. Which was actually a dungeon below the music room. That was the little spot that I wagged school in. It was really good. And that's where I would forge. Now, I was particularly good, of course, at my parents' signatures, but I was found out, you see, and I had to spend all of term four on library duty, which was social suicide.
The thing is, I mean, I often make fun of you for your rebellious streak as a young person, and even now to date, some may say, but I do know that there is a subset of skills that you have that in the event of an apocalypse, I am on your team. I've said it before, you know, now you can forge papers. So if we need to escape the country, I can just say, Lees, make me up some papers. Let's blow this joint.
I reckon I could.
Yeah.
Those two girls with Sarah and the criminal.
Yeah. I tell my girl to try harder.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I have a bit of an issue with a fashion trend that is emerging in swimwear.
Uh-oh.
Okay, hold on. As soon as anything you start talking about swimwear, I hate to break it to you, but the knickerbocker style is no longer
you
in
know
fashion.
What? I don't get sunburnt when I wear pantaloons, all right? So they're okay in my book.
When
no.
say emerging, can you clarify that? Because
they call it a bikini.
Yeah. I mean, when your daughter saw me in a bikini, she thought I was wearing my underwear. So
She thought it was grossly inappropriate. Do you just walk around the house in your bra and undies?
That I was sitting there playing card games in my undies with her. I was like,
Turn your eyes. No, I want to discuss underboob.
Oh. Sarah, okay? That's not an emerging trend.
Oh. I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I late to this party?
Ask the 23-year-old male. Show him a photograph that you.
That's totally a thing.
Look how happy he is.
But it doesn't make sense. Like I see the pictures of girls. So underboob obviously doesn't need much explanation. It just looks like your top is too small and your breasticles are falling out the bottom. That's how I see it. The same way I never understood that balayage hair trend that just looked like people couldn't afford to get their roots done. Okay?
It's like side boob. Side boob and under boob are the new cleavage,
but
Sarah.
But what's wrong with traditional cleavage? Under boob, it really does just look like you're buying a bikini top that's too small and forcing it across your bosom. What?
You don't like that?
Well, I just don't think it looks comfortable.
I'm going to try and sway your opinion here, okay? I'm going to try and give you something to think about. I don't want you to take offence.
I'm already offended with whatever's going to come out of
think
your mouth.
Think of it this way, Sarah.
Yes.
You were telling me the other day that now as you're approaching 40,
yes.
What's happening to your décolletage area? You told me it's lacking collagen and
know,
what happens when you fall asleep.
That's emotional for me. Well, I wake up, it's like bloody crepe paper. It takes ages to wrinkle back out. I need to steam my chest.
Okay, so
and it's not. No one's talking about this stuff with ladies as they get older. Nobody. Nobody says what's happening to your collagen, Sarah. Nobody asks me that question.
With that in mind,
and I say, here it is. I'll just unfold my skin for you, and you can see what's happening
with your crepe papery décolletage.
Mm.
Now, that's one thing. Now, talk to me about your underboob area. There ain't no creases on that, is there?
No.
Okay, that is fresh. That is young. Okay, so now
could hold a pencil under.
So now consider that.
Do you think I can actually keep up with this trend?
Well, I think you could because that
this
area.
Is my time. So sagging is my time to shine.
That area, the side boob and your under boob.
Yes,
I'm telling you.
Oh, excuse me, I've got to go and buy a bikini.
It is fresher than the décolletage, isn't it?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
That's true. I'm going to an outlet to buy a bikini top.
I'm thrilled to see a story come out of my former hometown, New York City, otherwise known as Manhattan. Okay.
Here we go.
A woman on one of the subway trains.
She's even wearing a Brooklyn cap on her head today, can we say, too?
She is.
Like, New York.
That was my hood.
State of mind.
A woman riding one of the New York City subways has taken a video of herself. Basically, it's a photo shoot, okay? It's a minute-long photo shoot that went down on one of the trains. And New York City subways are busy. Like, certain times of day, you cannot move in those subways. This woman has choreographed an entire shoot her video's gone viral because she does not care. She is one of those remarkable types of people who just don't give a hoot who is watching. She just doesn't care. She's living her best life, Sarah. She's wearing a very tight black dress. Her name is Jessica George, and her video has gone viral, but she didn't mean for it to go viral. She was just taking a sultry...
So she filmed herself. So did somebody film her taking photos?
Yes.
Or...
Right. No. So she set up her phone in selfie mode on one of the subway seats.
Yes.
Okay. And she has started posing, sultry face. Pout, just moving, working it, fluffing her hair, turning her body. And other onlookers have gone, what the hell is this woman doing? And they videoed her and those videos have gone viral, okay?
Do you like it because this feels familiar to you?
No, I would never have done that. I actually really do not like being photographed at all.
Why?
You were living in New York as a bloody model.
Getting photographed
all the time.
Yeah, but what I mean now is that I don't like taking selfies.
Is it because of your collagen?
What collagen? What collagen? This is a sore point, Sarah. You know that you and I have hit that point where collagen is sparse.
Mate, I need filler in my elbow skin. I know.
Well, this Jessica George does not need any filler. She's a beautiful young woman, and I just love it because she gives no craps. And I wish I could be more like her.
You know what?
Like
but
her.
Then I look at that and I think, God, that's really inconveniencing people. A busy subway and you drop a squat and decide to take a series of sultry selfies. No, thank you. Stand up,
people
love. Do that
saying,
in your own time.
People are saying she is my queen. She's powerful. I want to be her.
Oh. No. God, people need a new hero, don't
she's
they?
She's been dubbed Subway Bay. On Twitter.
I mean, a pun will get me across the line every time, so I don't mind that.
It says, honestly, she is my new queen. I worship her and only her. I mean, I love it. I mean, how old do we have to be, Sarah, until we don't care?
Well, you know, there are trains.
Is that
there
the
are
measure
trains
of
that
not
run
caring?
Through this city. Do you want to get on the train
I
and
would
just
never.
Test this theory?
I would never. I'm uncomfortable with it. I don't like it. If you want to photograph me, book me.
And make sure there's a lot of
upline. Paid work.
It's
okay.
Those two girls. Good morning.
Those two girls.
As part of being in a team, you have to play along and sometimes do things that you don't want to do. And I know that it is with much chagrin that you completed the survey to find out what percentage grandma each of us is, based on how we answered six simple questions.
I mean, the questions were very basic.
They were. Do you want to run through the questions first?
Yeah, sure.
So number one, pick a beverage. Okay, we're thinking hot chocolate, coffee, iced tea, etc. Next one, pick something relaxing to do. Is it just watching the telly? Is it knitting? Is it napping? Is it gardening? Pick the gift you'd most like to receive. I'm not going to lie. I ticked scented candle, but I could have also had slippers, coffee mug, kitchen mixer, or a cardigan. Pick something to watch on TV. The Greatest British Baking Show is right up there.
A property show, Jeopardy, which is a US telly show.
Pick a fun activity. Bingo, going to the theatre, exercising.
Brunch.
Picking something warm, a blanket. It's you get the drill, okay? So I just thought, I bet you guys think I'm the nana of this team.
We do.
I can see
it in your eyes. But what if I told you?
What did you
based
get?
Based on this very scientific research.
On BuzzFeed.
I am 5% grandma. Oh,
this is the most incorrect.
I am young and youthful.
You're
and enjoying my age.
So.
What did you tick?
She went for the exact opposite of what she would have ticked.
It's no, it was a very natural. Yes, I said I like the Great British Bake Off.
So why
I picked a blanket.
Why are you getting so defensive? 95% grandma if you picked the Great British Bake Off. Aaron, what did you get?
I also got 5%.
This is rigged. I do not like this. I don't understand what is happening. I am questioning my identity as a person. I don't like these stupid tests. They mean nothing. I got 50%.
Well, the question is, what the hell did you tick?
This is what
make
I don't
you
understand.
50% nana.
I ticked, okay, for drink, I ticked coffee.
Sure.
I don't know many grandmas who sink three espressos a day.
What did you go for, Sarah?
Coffee.
Okay. What was the next one?
Something relaxing.
Something relaxing. I did watch TV.
Me too.
Okay. What was the next one?
Gift you'd most like to receive.
Scented candle.
Yes.
Cardigan.
Okay. You said cardigan?
Yep. Pick something to watch.
I said scented candle, yep.
Telly show, I picked 90 Day Fiancé, which is a reality show where people have to make a decision whether they're going to get married in 90 days or not.
Never heard of it.
Basically, exactly as the title suggests, the Great British Baking Show, which is a show about baking, and it's in Great Britain.
So
and it's pretty good.
What was your fun activity? I bet you said something weird, like exercising.
I said brunch.
Me too.
So how does that make me 50% grandma and you two?
It was because
you
said you wanted to watch 90 Day Fiancé. That's a show that old people watch.
It is not.
To remind them of the years when they were young and in love.
It's very risque. It's a very risque show.
Also something that old people like because they've got a massive something's lacking in their life.
So I should have ticked other and said bloody gigolos. That's the truth, isn't it? What a great show that was.
Wait, Aaron,
I wish they'd bring back season 7.
Aaron's tuned out. Are you right? Are you feeling a bit dead inside?
I'm fine. I still think you're both grandmas, but that's okay.
Whatever, we didn't ask you.
Catch you tomorrow from 5.
Would you like a cup of Earl Grey after this?
I would love a cup of Earl Grey.
Do you want the cardigan?
And some hard-boiled candies.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the radio podcast.
Great. Guys, I'm going
You're
for a
still
wax.
Miffed. You're
I'm
still
going
miffed
for a wax.
That you're grandma, more grandma than Az and me.
Well, you know what? Grandmas don't get waxed,
no, because all their hairs have fallen out by then. Did you know that you lose, you get hair in some places, then lose hair in other places?
Yeah.
Was that your off-air chat that you were holding yourself?
No. Oh, I need to have actual production off-air chat,
cool.
Like a true professional.
Doesn't sound like you. All right, well, should we just call it there? Any other business we want to attend?
No other business.
What are you doing?
Oh, I've got an itchy ear hole.
Oh, see you tomorrow.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.